Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Sync's back. All right.
Woo!
Which, of course, not a NSYNC song. That's Backstreet back. All right.
But that's fine, though.
That is what was happening in my brain when I saw NSYNC was back. I was like, oh, just like that song that's by a different band.
By them.
by kind of them. Backstreet was first and then NSYNC. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I'm Jack. Yes. That's Miles. Mm-hmm. This is elderly people. As you hear elderly man, you hear his final synapses firing off. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. You got a front row seat, y'all, to this one. You're Jack
Sundowning.
Nicholson, front
this
row at the Lake Show.
Welcome to Sundowning with Jack O'Brien. All right. NSYNC reunited, and it feels so good.
So good.
For Man. Some of us. As long as you don't look at the people on the ends of the picture of them reuniting.
They got back together. We first saw this at the MTV award show just happened that I had zero interest in.
Had record low ratings. The VMAs.
Did it?
Yeah.
I probably low. Did. We already hit peak VM. Like when the Jamiroquai dude hit the fucking conveyor belt on stage, that was peak VMAs. Like, it was all downhill from there.
That was a moment where I realized that my values had changed, like, overnight. Is all summer, I was, like, Chris Rock was hosting the VMAs. I was like, Chris Rock's hosting the VMAs. This is going to be cool. And then I got to college and, like, found out that the VMAs had happened, like, 3 months ago. And I was like, wow, that was not a thing. Even registered. Like, I just totally forgot about that.
Amazing what it's what academia does to you. You lose sight of what's important.
I was just so focused on my studies. And, you know.
Completely lost track. I didn't even see him do Virtual Insanity live.
Exactly.
But yeah, they were back there. They're apparently they got like a single coming out from the new Troll soundtrack. But off mic, we were trying to determine what the impetus was for them getting back together. Because they have not been seen together since 2018. Like when they got like a Walk of Fame star. And then they've all been doing their own thing, but now they're all back together. And I just went through here and I was trying to figure out who needs money
and why.
It's still hard to know.
Do you want to make more money? Sure. We all do. Do you remember that infomercial?
I think it was Sally's Brothers. Oh,
do you want to make more money? Sure. We all do. It was like a late '80s, early '90s. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Joey Fatone looks like he has aged a generation, like has lapped right. them by a generation. He looks like he is their dad now. He dresses like he is their dad now.
Yeah.
He dresses like he was styled by the person who styled LeBron James for his NBA draft night.
Wow.
And then went into a coma and then came out and immediately was asked to style Joey Fatone for this.
Also, does his Joey suit Fatone, is big. But Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm no stylist here. Does he still have the sleeve tag on his brand new suit?
He does. He does, Miles. Or, I don't know, unless that's like a thing, like a little...
He would say that.
Embellishment.
That's the style. That's, it's like leaving your sticker on your new it's era fitted. Like
yeah.
But that looks like maybe, I mean, that suit is gigantic.
He looks like a, he doesn't just look like a cop. He looks like a retired cop, a disgraced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like a disgraced police captain.
Right, right. Yeah. Like the most corrupt, like precinct in the NYPD
yeah.
was like under his command. He was the watch commander. Shout out Lance Bass, who looks the best out of all
of them.
Oh yeah.
Lance Bass looks better.
JC. Yeah.
Not younger, but just like better. He like yeah. looks like he's like just more fully himself and is having a great time. Good for him.
JC Chazet looks like
JC Chazet,
George Young. Like he's like the main character from Blow.
Oh, JC Chazet is the one next to Justin Timberlake in this picture.
Yeah, with the tinted aviators.
Yeah, he's gone full Blow. He saw the movie Blow. And it changed his whole ass personality.
Yeah. He's like, call me El Mágico from now on. You're like, what the fuck is that? Have you seen Blow?
Yeah.
In my country, they call me El Mágico. Anyway, that was a monologue I used to say really annoyingly when I was 20 years old. And Chris Kirkpatrick, the techno dreadlocks are gone.
The chin beard still
fully there.
Fully
intact.
Like, has he stuck with that continuously?
He may have. I don't know.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Like, of all the bad styles that they were rocking, that we all were rocking, but they in particular were rocking a lot of bad shit in the early 90s. Like, that was maybe the worst, the least advisable to stick with. And he's just still got it. I wonder if that's what he said when he saw them for the first time, pointed to his chin and said, still got it, fellas.
See it, boys? I'm here.
Read them.
I never left. It's like we're back in 97, boys.
Yeah.
But also credit. I mean, how is nobody bald?
No. I mean, there's a lot going on with the hair plug technology, from what I understand.
Do you think they genetically test these people like before they enter the band to be like, yeah, they'll be all right in 15 years. Yeah. You don't have to, no plugs needed.
That whoever that creepy like manager was, like
Lou Pearlman.
Yeah. I wanted to say Ron Perlman.
Don't cast aspersions on the kid, on Hellboy.
I wonder if they're like, yeah, kid can sing and dance. Let me see a picture of your mom's father real quick.
At around 40. They're in.
But yeah, the question, like, are they coming back together because somebody needs money? Are they coming back together because Justin Timberlake needed a win? But my guess is it's because Justin Timberlake needed a win, because he's like, you know, we didn't find anything out new about him necessarily. We just had a reevaluation of this man's role with Janet Jackson, with Britney Spears, and we're like, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
His like woodsman phase.
Yes.
We didn't forget about that shit either.
Man of the woods.
Yeah. Woodsman. That was, yeah.
There's just like black and white pictures of him like wading through a pond in all denim. Like, no, thank
you. We don't need that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm sure part of it too is they're probably like, how much is this fucking guy making for a Trolls movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, they're probably like, hold on, bro, cut us back into this shit, please. Like, we're doing okay, but help out.
I believe the plot of the latest Troll movie is that Justin Timberlake's character in the Trolls movie is revealed to have been like part of a boy band in the past. And so,
no. Wait, are you for real?
I think so. Or that could have been the plot of the last Trolls movie or every Trolls movie.
but that's what I, and I think the song that they performed at the VMAs was
a Trolls song,
like a song for the movie Trolls. I'm just wondering if
you're right, Poppy discovers that Branch and his four brothers were once part of her favorite boy band.
Try
to say that fast nine times, or just once.
I did so many times. I said it fast nine times throughout the early 90s. But that is interesting, because that means that the impetus and the energy, the money behind this reunion was, in fact, coming from Justin Timberlake. You know, all these other dudes are making money. Like, they're probably, you know, they have full-time jobs, like flipping houses or whatever you do as a former member of NSYNC, like being a club promoter. And we're probably like,
yeah,
all right, man. Okay. Justin needs us, I guess.
I feel like part of them are nostalgic enough that I don't think it was probably hard to make it happen.
Nah, yeah, like,
dude, there's a fucking, you hear that? You hear that beeping, bro? That's a Brinks truck backing up into your fucking driveway to drop off cash.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's call to them probably doesn't even reach a full ring before they pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'll do it. What? I was going to say, dude, remember my uncle that you really liked? He passed away. Dude, I figured you'd want to know. Okay. Well, but you got any like business opportunities?
I don't remember him. Oh, really? I thought you said you liked him that one time. Anyways, named his dog after you. Hunter Biden, who looks like he could be a former member of NSYNC.
Yeah.
Pretty handsome guy. He's been indicted on firearms charges, folks.
Woo!
He's in trouble.
Biden indicted. Double LP world excited. Or maybe just the Fox News set. But yeah, because he was lying to get a gun.
Yeah, he's buying a gun while high on drugs, and just everything about what he does is so cool. Sorry, that's not true. It's not cool. Guns aren't cool. Drugs lead bad places, but it does, Jack. Just all sound like shit from a like behind the music, or you know, all of the stories about him are like out of a touring documentary about the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, right. It's like Keith got really messed up that night. Yeah, he went out and bought a Colt Cobra revolver, lied on the application just so he could shoot a beer can out of the air. Right.
But anyways, yeah. So he they got him on a technicality that like they're, you know, it's illegal to buy a gun while high on drugs, and he like lied about that on a form, and so he's probably he could go to jail for 10 years. And you
what
know.
A fucking world this guy like
what?
Please look into the. I know they got to be looking into Jared Kushner. They have to be. The amount of money this guy was siphoning off like during like the administration. I can't, whatever. Like, anyway, cool. But hey, you know, Hunter, it's what happens. Like, I remember he had his like plea deal fall apart too. So who knows what went on there, but I'm sure, they're going to really seize on that one.
Yeah. A drug bust on, Donald Trump Jr. Like that would be bad for the world. Right. If there was just if it seemed like there was like a tit for tat thing happening, but like you could probably get him for cocaine. Right. He seems like he's, you know,
eyes feel like
glazed and barely open on cocaine most of the time now.
I bet like a TikTok prankster could fucking entrap this dude. It's not going to take DOJ or the feds. Just fucking anybody. I'm just kind of,
TikTok.
That's low. Prank. It's like a low hanging fucking fruit.
Just a. This is for a YouTube prank show. We just asked this guy if he wanted to buy drugs. And yeah. He gave us a briefcase full of cash. I just
said, hey, you want to buy a little Coke? And he gave me this money, and then I gave him a miniature Coke bottle. And that's what I do on my channel. But yeah, he really went for it.
Anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And as we talked about weeks ago, the Trump campaign immediately turned his mugshot into a fundraising opportunity, cash cow, plastering the JPEG onto like every piece of shitty merchandise imaginable. T-shirts, posters, beer koozies. There's even a version where it's like an like they photoshopped his mugshot to resemble Obama's Hope poster, but it just looks like shit. Like it does.
Yeah,
like it's not recognizable as the mugshot necessarily. It does it like it. You need a very specific image of a person for that to scan as like hopeful, and so he just looks like a villain.
Yeah, because no one understood. Like, I guess they're doing their version of what they think Shepard Fairey was doing with that Obama portrait. And they're like, you just got to do like fucking wild ass highlights in red, white, and blue all over the face, yeah, even if it completely obscures that fucking shape of the face.
Yeah. According to the campaign, the strategy worked. They raised more than $7 million in the wake of the mugshot merch push. It's all over Etsy. Also, will soon become a bobblehead. It don't
like
stop.
The mugshot, just like a mugshot bobblehead.
Yeah, I guess they're gonna that one. I'm kind of intrigued to see what it's gonna look like,
because that like never surrender Shepard Fairey ripoff, like it makes Donald Trump look like an ultimate warrior toy that was microwaved for 15 seconds.
Yeah, it really he looks like he's melting. He looks
But like with that specific face paint design that Ultimate Warrior had back in the WWF days.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a melted crayon sculpture of the Ultimate Warrior. Bad job. Bad jobs all around.
Yeah.
Particularly because that shit's illegal.
Oh. What was that part?
You don't own that. Like, I guess there's like fair use arguments, but that. Fair use does not count when you're raising money explicitly off of it.
Yeah, fair use doesn't. You can't claim fair use. Like, what? I took the image directly and I put it on a consumer good I'm now selling and keeping all the money.
Yeah. Legal That's experts fair. Seem to back up a claim made by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office that the county owns that. They say the rights to the image likely belong to the sheriff's office or the state. So,
wow.
Uh-oh.
Will they do something about it?
But it's just like that real standard. Because so I guess if this had been a federal booking photo, then it would have been free to use. But it's like that Trump version of legal understanding where it's just, what? Like, it's just like what he heard from a lawyer he golfs with, you know?
Right.
And that like drives his understanding of what's legal.
Who owns it? It feels like that scene in Boogie Nights when they're trying to get the tapes from their hit song they recorded.
Yeah.
When he's like, granted, the tapes themselves are you own them, but the magic that is on those tapes, that fucking heart and soul that we put in that's ours. And you don't own that. It feels like that's right. The logic they're playing.
That's the logic, exactly. Also, the ultra right beer guy.
Yeah,
so that's still somehow a thing. And he announced a new limited edition beer with Trump's mugshot on the can. Naturally, this was announced in a video in which that guy, the CEO, wades into a swimming pool while wearing a suit. Like somebody who has lost their actual mind, set to Dido's thank you.
Was the Dido thank you video like
really
that?
Like, is that a reference to that? Is that what happened?
No,
that?
I'm like, in my mind, that could be the only thing. Like, I mean, without me knowing anything, because I'm looking at this picture and it's confusing to see a guy just in a half, like waist high in a pool being like, you want to buy beer?
Yeah. It's very, very strange. A real tonal shift from where he was just like this cocksure guy coming out of restrooms where he was drinking beer.
Oh, yeah. Remember just that? Enjoying a beer in the men's room. As
just
one
having
does.
A beer in the men's room.
Yeah,
at a public park. Anyways,
well I'm glad it's at a competitive price. Six pack for $40.
Yeah, $6 pack for $40. Supposedly, a portion of the proceeds from the beer, a whopping 10%, will be going to GOP legal defense funds in Georgia to quote fight the communists running the Fulton District Attorney's office.
Yep.
Real communists.
What the fuck, man? Words mean nothing anymore.
Yeah.
And this is like, I was reading a little bit more about how like the sort of parallel conservative economy that's starting to emerge of like people being like, well, I ain't doing Target no more. So yeah. I'll use like some weird website where I buy like overpriced crap. I don't know. They try it every couple of years, but man, a $40 six pack. Good luck to those who have it.
Yeah. And finally, we have a bit of news. Miles, what number iPhone do you have?
12.
Me as well.
Got mine in 2019.
I've had it for 3 years.
Okay, I got mine right before the pandemic.
Hasn't been far from me the entire 3 years that I've had it because I'm, you know, a modern Western American.
Do you keep it on a neck lanyard?
I do keep it on a neck lanyard when I'm showering. Yeah, like soap on a rope. Keep my iPhone on a rope. Anyways, Apple has been ordered to stop selling the iPhone 12 in particular in France due to tests that reveal that it emits electromagnetic radiation levels that are above EU standards for exposure. Apple disputed the findings, but I don't know.
How? Well,
you know our rule about how it, like, you should always kind of look to the EU for stuff that is not legal there. be wary because they are, you know, governments that still seem to be run by human beings as opposed to corporations. So this is bad news for my thighs, I think.
Oh, wait, do I even have a 12? Wait, that phone came out in 2020? Oh, then maybe I don't have, maybe I have 11. Oh, I'm good, bro. I think I'm good then.
Good. Good for you, man.
Damn, Jack. Wow, fool. Oh, yeah, I got an 11. Woo! See, your boy likes to, he moves slow with the upgrades. I missed the radioactive one.
Wait, do I not?
Are you checking
yours? I'm checking mine now.
Wow, we're fucking wild.
Where do you find it?
You go to your settings.
Miles,
about general
iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Okay, well, hey,
it's even bigger.
Prayers up for you, Jack. Prayers
even
up
more
for you.
Radiation delivered directly to your upper legs and reproductive area.
I like how they said when the phone passed the test when kept in a jacket or bag, but not when held in hand or carried in a pocket.
Oh, good. I've never carried it in my pocket.
Or held it in my hand. Good. The two places I've never put my phone, in the palm of my hand or my pocket. Yeah. Luckily, though, they say that amount of radiation isn't necessarily going to cause damage to a person. But it's just they set those levels for a reason.
Yeah, I think they set those levels for a reason. You know, maybe not tomorrow, but it could be bad news long run for, you know, the, but it's not an, like, you can always have that part of your body cut off, like your upper leg and like the joint, you know, your hip joint. That's always easy stuff to just trim off.
Oh yeah. Very easy part of the body that when you're elderly and something happens to your hip, very simple thing to solve. Yeah.
Because you can just. Oh, like by the time we're older, I'll probably just be able to like be a Krang and some other larger like being's body that I control with my brain. So
what's or what was the dude called in Total Recall?
Quado.
Yeah, Quado. You could Quado it up. Or you're gonna have a Quado. You might have a Quado from this phone.
Oh, what if I pop a Quado?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
I pop a quado and then I quado onto something bigger once I can't use my hips anymore.
Pop a quado, I'm sweating. Woo! thanks for that reference, Miles. I think by that time, we'll probably just be in Wall-E type chair situations.
Yeah, so we'll be good.
Yeah. But it's wild that they said that they could probably fix it in an update.
Yeah, that's the thing that kind of bothers me, because I was like, well, wait, why hasn't this been an issue to this point? And it sounds like it is based on updates, which like makes me kind of fucks me up even more.
Where it's almost like, so then could you like, I mean, if I'm being cynical, update a phone to put out more electromagnetic radiation?
They say if it's not clear why this particular model appears to throw off higher radiation, but it may be, I do love the casual, it's just tossing off additional higher radiation. But it may be associated with the initial stage of connection when the phone is looking for a transmit-receive signal. Cool. So I'll just be sure to look out for that.
Yeah, Jack, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I have a sense of I'm very in touch with my phone and it's what it's looking for at any given moment.
100%.
So, anyways, That's going to do it for this Thursday. We are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Heck yeah. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Uh-huh. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-mm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.